Hello and welcome to this library podcast. My name is Ross. I'm an information assistant in the Taylor Law Library and the European Documentation Centre at the University of Aberdeen. The purpose of this short podcast is to give you a brief introduction to the European Documentation Centre, EDC for short, which is situated within the Taylor Library. I'll include information on what an EDC is, where to find us, our physical collection consisting of books and periodicals, online resources such as Europa, Eurlex, the EU Bookshop and Eurostat, and I'll also say something about our blog. What is an EDC? European Documentation Centres are libraries set up by the European Commission to receive and make available official EU documents and the publications of EU institutions such as the European Parliament, the European Council and the European Commission, the Court of Justice, the Court of Auditors and the European Central Bank, and also EU agencies such as the European Environment Agency, the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, the European Agency for Fundamental Rights, and Eurostat. The vast majority of EDCs are located in university libraries and primarily provide assistance to academics and students. However, we also welcome visits from members of the public wishing to consult the collection or make inquiries. Where to find us? Our inquiry office is located on Level 2 of the Taylor Library in Block D of the Taylor Building. It is open throughout the year on weekdays between the hours of 9 a.m. and noon, and then from 2 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. You'll need a valid student card, staff card or access pass to gain entry to the library, then just follow the signs, check the floor plans or ask a member of staff to point you in the right direction. Our physical collection. Since many documents and publications are freely available electronically, we don't receive as much on paper as we have in the past. However, we do take select journal publications such as Politico EU Edition, Research EU Focus and Results magazines, Environment for Europeans and Natura 2000, as well as a number of reports from EU institutions and agencies, statistical pocketbooks and publications introducing all areas of policy. Electronic resources. There's a wealth of EU resources freely available online which we in the EDC are happy to help you find and navigate. Europa is the official website of the EU and is available in 24 languages. It provides access to all publicly available official documents, links to the websites of institutions and agencies, and up-to-date news and press releases. You can find it at europa.eu. The EU Bookshop, Eurlex and Eurostat are all part of the Europa site. The EU Bookshop provides publications from EU institutions, agencies and other bodies as well as joint publications with other organisations and publishers. The majority of publications on the EU Bookshop are freely available as full-text PDFs. Go to bookshop.europa.eu/en/home and explore. And then we have Eurlex. Eurlex provides electronic access to documents relating to the EU legislative process. It's the place to go for proposed legislation, regulations, directives, EU court cases, the official journal of the European Union, links to national legislation sites, links to parliamentary and council debates, and a whole lot more. The URL is eur-lex.europa.eu. Finally, there's Eurostat, which collects, presents and allows you to compare European statistics on a vast array of themes. The best place to start with this resource is ec.europa.eu/eurostat/statistics-explained. Finally, I'd like to quickly mention our blog. EDC Information Update is our WordPress blog. We post regularly about activity in the EU, publications and resources of academic interest, local EU-related events, and general notifications we think will be of interest and of use. To have a look, go to edcinformation.wordpress.com. It's a great way to stay up to date with us. Thank you for listening. For more information, you can visit our website at www.abdn.ac.uk/library/about/Taylor. Or of course, come in and see us in person.